So we know this upcoming year is the Shemitah year, and that's the year 5775. The question is that we know in Yiddishkeit everything is a machlokes. So, and my father knows when he asks me halachas, I says the first thing I say is first of all it's a machlokes. Okay, I know that already. No, and now we know what are we past, you know, but. So we know we passed over here, but there is a machlokes about it. According to many opinions, according to Rashi, this year would have been the Shemitah year. The Rambam actually has a different calculation, and it's a fascinating people will see. We'll get to the Rambam. The Rambam actually says a fascinating thing. He says, this is the calculation, this is the way it's supposed to be. But the Ga'anim said not like that. And therefore, I'm going to follow the Masorah of the Ga'anim, and we're going to follow the Masorah of the Ga'anim because they were there the whole time. But according to my calculation, they're wrong. But we're going to do it like that. Comes to the Rambam says, no, the Rambam is right, and the Ga'anim are wrong. We should do like the Rambam. So we have a machlokes where the Rambam passes not like the Rambam, and the Rabbi passes like the Rambam. So that's like a unique machlokes that we have the Rabbi passing like the Rambam, and the Rambam passing not like the Rambam. So I think that's from what I understand. That's the only place in the Mishnah Torah where the Rambam we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rabbi this way. You know. Okay. So
Rambam.
I wanted to actually make a chart, which I should have, because it's going to be much easier to follow this year if you have a chart, but just like I'm very busy, I'm sorry, I apologize. So if someone along the math, if somebody wants to take a piece of paper and do the last, there's a blank page on the last page and on the side if you need to do some math over here. Okay. So I just want to also point out a fascinating thing. Have you ever noticed, if you listen to when they read a ksuvah, right? And they say, you know, it's this and this day, and this month, this and this year. The Minyan Shonamoinen Khan, Silver Spring, Maryland. Minyan Shonamoinen Khan, Baltimore, Maryland. Minyan Shonamoinen Khan. Like, what does that phrase mean? Like, according to the calculation that we count here, like, why do we throw that line in and then we say the name of the place? Why is that there? So that's, we're going to touch that upon that this year also. Okay, so the starting point is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I apologize for the complicated Gemara to start with. So then on page one, Amar Rav Huna Brei de Bishu, it's bracketed off. Haimandal Yoda Kamashni Bishua, who I met. There's a person who does not know which year in the Shemitah cycle, Shua is the Shemitah cycle. He doesn't know which year in the Shemitah cycle he's in. So like this. Now, but we're assuming he knows how many years it's been since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So that, you know, the Gemara is talking about shortly after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, so for them, that was a well-known number, and we know how many years it's been since the Churban of the Bayis. So the answer is the following: you add on one more year. So if it's been 173 years since the Churban of the Bayis, add one more year, it's 174. Okay. So now we have the amount of years we're going to work with. Now, what are we going to do with these years? So we're going to give you a mathematical way of doing it, which is easier. Now, that sounds a little complicated, but once you understand, it sounds like a lot of sense. We're going like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rashi points out how do we calculate Yovel and how do we calculate Shemitah? According to the Chachamim, which is probably the way we're most familiar with, is that Shemitah, Yovel is the 50th year. And Yovel is not part of a Shemitah cycle, which means you count years 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then another, do that 7 times, and then after the 7th Shemitah, there's a year which is Yovel. Then year 51 is year number 1 of the new cycle. That's how we understand it. So year number 1 is a new cycle. So it's been 175 years, right? So basically it's been 4, in that situation, our example is 174 years. So it's 3 Yovels, so that's irrelevant. It's been 24 years since the last Yovel. And I figured out so year 24 is the third year of a Shemitah cycle. Very easy. According to Yehuda, that's not how you calculate Yovel. Yovel is also part of a Shemitah cycle. Which means that they started counting Shemitah. We'll see when they started counting Shemitah cycles. Year 49 was the 7th Shemitah. Year 50 was Yovel. It was also year 1 of the next cycle. Right? So now, when you get to year, then you get to year 98, right? So you've had 49 plus 49. So that's already, that's going to be the your second Shemitah, your second, seventh Shemitah, right? And year 99 will be Yovel, but it's also year one of the next counts. And you say, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, for every 100 years, you have 14 Shemitah cycles plus 2. So you have 200 years, you're going to have plus 4. You have 300 years, you're going to have plus 6. So figure out how many years it's in since the Korban, and drop, and so it's been 357 years since the Korban, so you know already that's going to be, that's 357. So that's, I don't need to know which cycle. I just know where I'm holding. I'm not a historian. I want to know what year this is, so I can take my hundreds. For every hundred I know, that's X out the complete cycles plus 2. So that situation, 150 is plus 7. So now it's been, as I tell you, it's been 359 years. So 350 is 7. So that gets me back to starting and beginning. Then year 357 is going to be Shemitah. This is the year number 2 of the Shemitah cycle. So that's what he says to do. So you do like this. You add 1 year. So you calculate how many yovels and how many Shemitah cycles it's been. For every 100 you drop 2, you add on to the Pratim. So this is year 3 of, I tell you the 357, right? Or the example which we gave, 359. So it's 7 yovels and it's 9 Pratim. 9 Pratim days. So the 9 Pratim years, 9 years. But you have to add 1 for each yovel, so it's 9 plus 7 is 16, so it's the same thing. That's what you get up to. You'll know what year it is in the Shemitah cycle. So when you remember this, it's 2 years. Every 100 is 2. Okay, that's the Gemara says. Now, first of all, the Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So many Rishonim say we pass on Rabbi Yehuda. From this fact that this Gemara presents to you, this is what you do. According to the Chacham, that's the wrong calculation. Right? We shouldn't add any years. Every 100 years is the exact number. And we said over again, year 101 it resets. Right? So, whereas according to Behuda, it doesn't reset, and we have to know. Now, so with indicating this Gemara that we pass like a Behuda. So Tosis, you'll see the bottom underline in the Tosis on the page. It says Pasuk Rabbein Boruch B'Sev Ratzuma D'Alachik Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll see in Rosh Hashanah that Tetzim and Alav also tells us that he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Good. So we know as far as Yehuda is concerned, the Yovels become irrelevant. We just need to calculate sevens. Okay, but now let's go back to the step before that. The Gemara says we know where it is vis-a-vis the Korban. Okay. So we want to figure out how many years since the Korban. We add 1 year, and we go from there. So adding 1 year means to say that the Korban took place, the Gemara is actually going to be quoted Gemara in Tainus, the Korban took place in the year of Matzah Shavuos. Right? So if it took place in the year of Matzah Shavuos, and I tell you it's been X years, about the years since the Korban, so Rashi explains that when we say that the Beis Hamikdash stood, the second Beis Hamikdash stood for 420 years, means the Korban was in year 420. So it didn't stand for 420 complete years, because it was missing the 21 days in Av and all of Elul, 50 days, basically. Elul is 29 days, Av usually is 30 days. It's right in Tisha B'Av, so 21 days plus 29 is 50 days. So 50 days before the end of the year, of the end of the 420th year of the Beis Hamikdash, it was destroyed. But we count that as a full year as far as we're concerned. We count the year of Korban starts Rosh Hashanah of the following year. So that was already year number 2 in the Shemitah cycle. So I tell you, it's been X amount of years since the destruction. Right? So that means, I, if I want to know where it is vis-a-vis calculation of Shemitah, I add 1 more year and I know when my Shemitah cycle starts. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Okay? Pretty straightforward. Tosis challenges Rashi. They basically stood for 420 full years. The year of the Korban was year 421. That's why this is his first argument to Rashi. Okay, the year of the Korban was year 421. Now, as far as we're concerned, the Korban doesn't make a difference. Right? Because we'll just calculate how many years it's been since the Korban, and they both agree when there was Motzei Shvi, that's a Gemara. Whether year 420 was Motzei Shvi, or year 421 was Motzei Shvi, but they both agree it was Motzei Shvi. And we're both counting. We're counting years since the Korban. So the question is now: it's important. We count years since the Korban. Do we count year 421 as year one, or that's zero, and 422 is year one? Now that's very relevant. Are you with me? Yeah. Right. Because if we count year 421 as one, it means that year was Motzei Shvi. So I don't have to add any years. If I count year 421, well, that was when the destruction was. I said it was destroyed for 420 years. It was destroyed in year 421. And year 421 was Motzei Shvi. But we count Korban from year 422. Somewhere Rashi and Tosafot will be actually the same. But if we say that we count year 421, we say the Morse says the Mikdash took 420 years, which means when we count years from destruction, we count year 421 as the first year of destruction. Right? So I'm going to tell you, but that year was the year of Motzei Shvi, and I count that year as year one, so I don't have any years. So that's this issue here in the Gemara of Nitichad Yoyim. What's the Morse say? Nitichad Yoyim. So he brings over here Mechalik Zatzin, the Ben Otam, and the Rashbam. Whether you calculate year 421 as year one of destruction or year zero, and 422 is year one, so but the Gemara clearly is counting it as year zero, and why should, we know the Gemara always does not say, the Gemara always calls it 420 years of standing, which means year 421 is the first year of destruction. So that's Tosafot's problem. Tosafot proves it from Gemara and Erechin, the way he understands the Gemara and Erechin, that it stood for 420 complete years, and 421 was the year of destruction. So Rabbeinu Tam therefore says a different shot in the Gemara. The Gemara is not discussing from the years of the Korban. Because the Gemara doesn't say where you're counting from. The Gemara says you add on, adding on to what? So Rashi says it's referring to the year of the Shrachim. So make those, etc. Tosha says, no, that's not what it's talking about. There's something called Minyan Shtoris. And most of you have heard of Minyan Shtoris, right? Somewhere along your travels. Minyan Shtoris was an interesting concept according to Chazal, the way Chazal make the timeline, the Bayis Sheni started. For 34 years of Bayis Sheni, Klal Yisrael was under Persian rule. Starting from year 35, the Greeks took over. And starting with year 41 of Bayis Sheni, after 40 years had passed, we have the story between Alexander Mukden and Shimon HaTzadik, right? The whole story, we came, etc. So he left the Jews alone, and the Beis Hamikdash was important to him. And so all the Jews were born that year, all boys were born that year, got the name Alexander. So one of the things they did, they started counting the calculation of Shtoris from that year. So that was like the year which the Yevonim really began ruling Eretz Yisrael. And the Shabbat right, this year is the first year of the rule of the Yevonim in Eretz Yisrael. Next year was year two. And that became known as Minyan Shtoris, because Minyan Shtoris actually continued on from that point, even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. During the time of the Goyim, they were still using Minyan Shtoris. And even the time of the Rishonim, some documents were still documented according to Minyan Shtoris. Says the Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara is discussing Minyan Shtoris. Okay, so now discussing Minyan Shtoris sounds very strange, because if you're counting from year 41, year 41 is the sixth year of a Shemitah cycle. So what are we nitvichad yom nitvichad shata? What are we adding 1 year? We should be subtracting, right? I know. I should say like this. It's to say that year number two was a Shemitah year, so I know that Minyan Shtoris tells me that year is 1,083 years in the Minyan Shtoris. I subtract two, and that's a Shemitah year. So to 1081, and I'll figure out where I am on my Shemitah cycle. That's what should happen. So it says no. There's a Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin says that they didn't start counting Shemitah cycles immediately when they came back to buy a Sheni. They waited 6 years before they started counting Shemitah cycles. Ezra came back, and Ezra was necessary for the process of giving, putting the Kedusha back, and etc. So Leah's Ezra came in the sixth year, and he was Makdish. And year seven was year one for Kedusha Shvi's, etc. So year 41 is really year 35, as far as we're concerned. So then Tosfos says, so what does it mean, Nitri Chad Yarmu? You with me so far?
No.
What?
No.
If they didn't start counting Shemitah to year 7, so year 41, since the beginning of built by Hasheni, is not year number 6 of a Shemitah cycle, because they didn't start counting the Shemitah cycle from year 1, they started counting the Shemitah cycle from year 7. So you start counting from year 7, you drop 6 years. The first 6 years didn't count. So year 41, you drop 6 years. So it's a year 1 is the same thing as 41 minus 6 is 35.
You had 6-0 years.
Yeah, 6-0 years. Right.
Why 6-0 years?
The first 6 years, they didn't put Kedusha on the land yet. Ezra came up in the 6th year. The 7th year, he would put the Kedusha on the land. So Elias Ezra was we count from the year Zion, and the 7th year. That's a Gemara in Erechin. Rashi and Bateza both quote the Gemara in Erechin that Hanashishnin of the Solik Ezra umakdish lemono shmita. So Rashi quotes it to the Rashi v'Simon. Rashi quotes it, and Tosfos quotes it also.
Joe.
Okay, so you look over here. Take a look over here, where it's underlined towards the end of the Tosfos, or the last, second to last underline. This Gemara is not referring to the years after the Churban. That's when they really started taking over the world. Poras was ruling for 34 years when the Mikdash was standing already by Hasheni. There were 6 years before they started expanding their Malchus, and that didn't count. Year 41, Klai Yisrael started counting their Shtoris based on Malchus Yivam. Became Shana Shlishis, the Malchusim, Hishnas Arboyim. So it comes out, Visholosh Binyan Abayis. Third year of their Malchus is the 43rd year of Binyan Abayis. Vishon Rishon Shal Shmita, the Rabbi Yehuda. So now Tosfos learns, Tosfos learns that, Tosfos learns that the Teres of the Mor of 6 years was not in Rabbi Yehuda, it was in the Rabbanan. So I said that incorrectly. Tosfos learns that the teretz of the 6 years was in Rabbanan, not in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, they started counting Shemitah from year one. So year 43 is year one, and he has the gears of the Gemara. Shasayim Barov, you drop 2 years. Not Nitvi Chad Yom, but he has the gears of the Gemara of that Nivsur Tartin Shnit. You drop 2 years. Okay? So now, Tosfos is giving a calculation which is a totally different calculation than the calculation which Rashi is giving and the Rashbam is giving, that we're counting from Korban Abayis, we're counting from Minyan Shtoris, and we're dropping 2 years since from Minyan Shtoris. Tosfos then at the end makes a calculation of how it's going to come out in his time. You can see when Tosfos is writing. Tosfos says, so therefore, Bez Hashem, the upcoming Shemitah will be in the year 5012 or 5011. Right, so that was 63 years ago, right? Right, or 64 years ago, depending on which number you're going back to, right? So Tosfos brings these two calculations for us. So
once Tosfos is willing to change Nitzich Hashat to take the light, why can't he just learn like if you're willing to change that key line of the Gemara, then you can learn like Rashi also and just modify that and make it work?
Well, Tosfos says there was a Girsa Ben Chana like that. He wasn't changing it. There was a text.
Okay.
The Tosfos already presents us. We have based at the end of the Tosfos comes out. We're going to have two different calculations according to Rashi and according to the Tosfos.
What two different calculations?
Okay, so. We read it down. I didn't underline it. Let's see. Now, okay, one more thing before I read the Tosfos to you. I have to. Now, Tosfos is now is going to translate these numbers into the way we count. We count according to Bria Sarlem. We count according to the years from the creation. Tosfos is going to give us two numbers which do not fit. Because I told you that according to Rashi, this year is a Shemitah year. According to Tosfos, next year is a Shemitah year. Tosfos is going to give me the numbers. If you do your math, it's going to come out according to Rashi, last year was the Shemitah year, according to Tosfos, this year is the Shemitah year. That's what the numbers are going to read. Just want to warn you. So to explain that, let's just, this is a question of how to count. Turn to page 9. So there's a Balamor over here. On this Gemara over here in Avodah Zorah, he's actually going on the piece of Gemara before of calculating what year it is, the Seder Olam, based on the etc. Da, kibim en hogir rishonim shtei cheshbonos mibriyas olam. There's two ways to calculate from the creation. Okay? Two ways to calculate from the creation are like this. The world was created on the 24th of Elul, and Adam Rishon was created on day 6, which is Rosh Hashanah. Right. So, do we count the days before Adam Rishon was created as year 1 or year 0? So, there's two ways to do it in the Rishon. Now, Sheechon Moisav al Ashana Sheni Shanachas. One has one more year than the other. The Gaon mentioned this fact that we have two different ways to calculate. Yesh mi shechoshev mitishrei shemoldoi vav yudalit b'zeu cheshman hanochen yosru abishalik poshet min hagay ki maskel mi mitzias oilem yesh mi shechoshev mitishrei shemoldoi b'harad b'choshev esheloi nimsa kenimsa. Now, the way they do it is the following this. The way he prefers to those 2 years, I just told you the way he referred to it was before Adam was created or after Adam was created. The way he refers to it is if you, we know that there, that when you make you calculate a month, there's something called the Merlin. So the Merlin comes in different ways of giving over the Merlin. So if you calculate where the moon was on day 4, when the moon was put in the sky, and we know that, so we know vis-a-vis Rosh Hashanah, where the moon was. So that was called the Moilet for that for Rosh Hashanah of that year, when Adam Rishon was created, was Vav Yudal. If you calculate back a year's worth of Moilet, as if there had been a world back to a Tishrei beforehand, that's called Moilet of Baharat. Beis Hei Reish Dal. I'm not going to Reish Dal is the Mount of Chalokim. It's not important for us. That's not, if you ever hear the phrase Moilet Toihu. You ever heard the phrase Merlot Cheshman Toya, Merlot Toya? That's what it's referring to. The Merlot of the world of nothingness because there was no world yet. But it's basically saying we count that year as year 1. That's his way of saying that the year which there was the Merlot of Toyu, and then there was a Tishri of Toyu and a Cheshman of Toyu, that we count as year 1 because the world was created at the end of that year. So we count that as year 1. He says, I think the correct way to really to calculate, as far as I'm concerned, would be starting year 1 from Rosh Hashanah, when Adam was created, and that's referred to as the year which the Merlot was Vav Yudalet. Okay, am I making sense?
What is Vav Yudalet?
What?
What is Vav
Yudalet? I don't get involved in the Siman, and it's talking about the day, about the day and the hour in the day, and the amount of Chalakim, etc. All right, so I prefer not to get bogged down with that. But so the point is, do we count the year that Adam Rishon was created as year when the day Adam Rishon was created as year 2 or year 1? He says, so I think we should count that as year 1. But many people count it as year 2, and they count the year before, which had a theoretical Tishrei with a theoretical Moilad of Beis Hei Reish Yudalet. So that's what he refers to it as that. So that adds one more year.
I don't understand the Havamina of starting that year.
It's not a Havamina. It was Esher Poshet Aksha B'chol HaMakayim HaSayiduyim Lonu. That has become the standard way to count. So when we say it's 5,775 years since the creation, we are counting like that.
We're counting...
Al Rishon is year two.
Oh, we are?
Yes. Not a Havamina. This is what we do. But some places
Al Rishon
actually...
is already year two?
Yep.
The world wasn't complete yet.
The first 6 days of Elul, year
first
one.
There was a world beforehand.
6 days of Elul, year one.
I'm not getting involved in defending the position.
If they had a sign, it would have said under construction.
Okay.
It was in the middle. It wasn't in the middle.
Okay, so, now.
That's the point.
So,
exactly. It's just a convention.
All right, so now. So that means like this. That, but there are some places that he points out where people counted it this year as... So according to that calculation, next year will be year 5774, not 5775. And there is a different menhagim. So you write a star now to contact between two people, and you put a date. So you write leminyan shanu moedin kan. According to the way we calculate our years in this place, because there was a standard, each place had their standard way of doing it. Most people in the same city counted one way or the other way. They didn't have this fight every day and show this is your, you know, this, right? So therefore, the document was valid because it wasn't a question of a document which is predated or postdated. So what you need to write in the document, otherwise we don't know what year you mean. Do you mean that, are we in year 5773 right now or 5774? Tosis is going to be using the other calculation when he makes his calculation of dates. So you see that Tosis was actually not using the minyan way we do it, which the Balamor says became the standard way of doing it. Tosis was doing it the other way. So Tosis is going to talk about the year 5011, and year 5012 was the B'chok's Rashi and the Tam. When you move that forward, you're going to get 5773 or 577. He says, Tosis says, according to Rashi, that 5011 was year one of a Shemitah cycle. And according to the Reno Tam, 5012 was the first year of a Shemitah cycle. If you move that forward, according to Rashi, 5773 is a Shemitah year. And according to Tosis, 5774 is a Shemitah year. But that's using the calculation of Merlid, the Shnas Merlid is zero. We call Shnas Merlid Toya was year one, so we call those same year 5774 according to Rashi and 5775 according to Tosis. I hope I'm making sense.
As much as they did.
We just need to know when Shemitah is.
Right. So the point I'm saying, if you're going to read the Tosis, you're going to say it's not like either of them. We don't do like either, you know, right? We do according to Rashi we're 2 years off. According to Tosis we're 1 year off. No, according to Tosis we are on target. And according to Rashi, we're 1 year off. But that's all because we shift. We just call it a different name. Tosis is using a different name for the number. I'm sorry, but I should have made a chart for that one. Anyway, so if you read the end of Tosis says...
Oh, that's a bad thing.
They're fine. They had no problem with the math. If you look up about 5 lines up from the end of the Tosis... The fi zeh shnas yud aleph le'elef hashishi, which means the beginning of the sixth millennium, which means year 5011, haskalah shmita lachzer. It's the beginning of a new cycle. Pirsha shpam shpirsha b'shnas tochav aleph kardav abayis. See, you saw tchilah shmita lo hiskilah shmita lachzer at shnas yud beis leprat. It would be year 5012.
I'm sorry, we tell you shnas yud aleph is 5011.
Page one.
5011.
What?
Shnas Yud Aleph is 5010, no?
Shnas Yud Aleph means, no, you completed 10 years. You're now in the 11th year. That's
What's the first year of Aleph Hashishi? Isn't that year 5000? Ah, no, because you start from...
No, 5001 is the first year.
Okay, so from
1 to 5000. Okay, so Tosis says, I'm the big Tosis in Tesla Bays, all the way at the end. So I didn't underline it, I'm sorry. It's about 5 lines up from the end of Tosis. Tosis says, according to this, it comes out according to Rashi, Shnas Yud Aleph is the beginning of a Shemitah cycle. 5011 is the beginning of a Shemitah cycle. According to the Rashbam, the Bein Tam, it's 5012. Now, if you move that forward, that would come to be year 5773, according to Rashi, and 5774, according to Tosis. And I'm pointing out that that's all calculating the world as the starting on a region is year one. But we calculate on a region is year two, so we would call those years 5774 and 5775. So according to Rashi, this year is a Shemitah year. According to the Tosfos, next year is a Shemitah year. Okay. So that's basically the synopsis of this Tosfos. I've given you basically the Gemara in Erechin, in both places, both points. I'm not going to do that. Page 2 and 3. Now, turn to page 4. That's all if you pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So we ignore Yovel. Okay.
The Rabbanim of Yehuda say that you insert Yovel year even when Yovel doesn't know him.
Okay, that's what we're going to see. Okay, so on Erech and Alam and Bezim Bezim, the more so like this. Mishagolu Shevet Ruven, down at the bottom, it's underlined. Mishavet God, Rechatz Shevet Menashe, Botlu Yovel. Yovel stopped in Bais Rishon when the 2.5 Shavuotim of Reuven, Gad, and Chatzis Shevet Menashe went into Golus, which they went to Golus first. The order was they went into Golus first, and then that was through Sancheiriv, and then later on the northern kingdom, the Sersa Shavuotim, and then eventually Yehuda. But from that point that we lost 2.5 Shavuotim, Yovel stopped. Shenemar across the drawer bars the Chol Yeshveha. That the drawer, which is the liberty, proclaimed the liberty to all of the inhabitants, right? That's, you know, right? So that phrase, besides being well-known in America, right, because it's on your Liberty Bell.
Liberty.
What?
But, Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell. But besides, I think it was actually commissioned by, it was made by Jews, that's why. They chose the Pasuk. But besides that fact, the Pasuk says, L'chol Yoshveha. So this liberty which Yovel gave, the lands went back, and the slaves were freed, and all of that, that took place when everybody's there. So the Sridarshan, the Bisman should call Yeshua Allah, well, the Bisman should go to Mitzosin. It's only all of the Shvatim are there. Okay, so it comes out, now we're going to, well, there was, the Morris says in Sanhedrin that Yirmiyo went and brought back from the Saras HaShvatim some of them. So there was all of the Shvatim were represented amongst Klal Yisrael after Yirmiyo brought them back. Did that reinstate Yovel? Because you have all of the you have members of each Shevet. You need all of the Shevet. How much? What about half the Shevet live somewhere else? What's the problem? You know. So that's going to be a question whether that's the Reis or the Rabbanan. But the Reis for sure Yovel ended at this point in time, and maybe it was reinstated afterwards.
But okay. For long. I mean, you know, then it was interrupted again.
Okay. Now, Omer Nachum Yitzchok, Manu Yovelos Lekadosh Shemitah, says, but even though Yovel was no longer applicable, they still calculated Yovelos in order to calculate Shemitah year. Which means Rabbi Nachum is saying a very important point. I mean, even though we didn't keep Yovel with the halachas of Yovel of freeing the slaves, but in the calculation of the years, it remains that Yovel is still put into the calculation. So Rashi, over there, points out, Mon Yovel is a Kaddish in the bottom Rashi. They did that. We have to have the Shemitah in the right year. They leave year 50, not part of the next cycle. It was supposed to be the year of Yovel. Which means that Rav Yisrael is telling us, according to the Chacham, even though we don't keep Yovel nowadays, you still need to calculate Yovel to get the Shemitah in the right year. Okay, so that's a very important point. If you pass on to the Chacham, Yovel is still relevant, not to keep it, but to calculate from it. Okay, page five. We point out again that Tosfos Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's see the Rambam. So the Rambam comes along, and if you ever want to get a nice history of the story of how Shemitah went, the Rambam Perek Yud goes through the history. I'm not going to go through all of it. And he points out like this, that when all of Klaisa went to the Golas, Shemitah stopped. The whole calculation stopped. There's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah, and everything stopped. For 70 years they were in Golas, everything stopped. So that's in Halacha Gilman, says, Kimon Shachar, Abayis, Bota Minyan Zeh. Mishabal and Mishra Ha'oretz Chareva Shivim Shana V'Nivla B'Yashem. So, in the truth of 7 years, it was a multiple of seven anyway, but in regards to Yovel, it's relevant. We need to know where it was in the Yovel. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So, those 7 years, everything stopped. Yovel, Shemitah, everything stopped for 70 years. So then they came back, they reinstituted it. So Allah Adala says that the Kurban Nimses Lomed, we forget Allah Adala, Shashona Shacharabo, Habayas Bachrona, Shatilosa, Mitishre, Shachar Kurban. So he said, like Rashi, what we call the year that the first year of Kurban was the year which started with Tishrei after the Kurban. So the year 421 was year one of Kurban. Like 2 months after the Korban, the Shemitah Yovel. So Rambam says that year one was a Motzei Shviyas. Shnas says Zvamin Yovel Chi Hoyis, and it was year 15 of a Yovel cycle. Because he learns they stood for 420 years, but the first 6 years didn't count. So year 421 is year 15 of a Yovel cycle. He works out Shana Zu Hishnas Elif. So Rama said that the calculation of Yovel continues to this day. He passes like the Chachamim. So the Yovel has to be put in. So even today, you have to put the Yovel calculation in. Counting the Yovel being the year of the Korban was year 15 of the Yovel cycle, and we would move forward. So he says it comes out that Shna Sheish Ushloishim Shamayos Rabbas Alofim. So it's 4,936. 4,036 was Hishnas Hashmita, Hishnas Achaz Esrei, Achaz. So that was like the Rambam was talking, he's writing his Sefer now to tell you that this year is going to be, this upcoming Yovel, upcoming Shmita is going to be the year 4,936. Avol halachay kolakoyim omrishim masarasi biyadam ish and piish shloim mono ba'isan hashivim shana shebein korban ba'is vishin ben ba'in sheli el shmita b'bar b'lo yovel. Yovel is no longer relevant when you're in a state of korban. Yovel is out. V'chei mishachor b'achrayna page 7 loim mono shnas chamishim el sheva sheva b'lvat. You count sevens. Yovel is out, even though we pask in like the chachamim. When the mikdash was standing, you calculated yovel. Bisman korban, you don't calculate yovel anymore. Therefore, shnas hashmita yiduah hima for semes etzel lagoyin and matcheres tzil. There's a known calculation for shmita. Kulamana ela l'shnei korban mashlichen loyson sheva sheva. They do sevens and they ignore yovel. He's cheshmezet he shana zu she shnas shrama sheva sheva umeya ve'elav the korban motzei shviyas v'alzeh ono soimchen. That becomes the calculation that we rely on, even though we dropped yovel. So the rabbi says, why did you drop yovel? Who gave you right to drop yovel? There's no gemara which says you drop yovel. Is that to have a masara like that? That's what you do. There's no gemara which supports it. So if you want to pass on your Yehuda, pass on your Yehuda. If you pass like the Chachamim, how can you drop yovel? Some of Ram Agadim Shomro Shein Moedim Mishnas Achurban El Sheva Ulay Gam Kain Kadam Achurban Kiyesh Beforshin the Sri Lukri Yehuda. The only reason why they did that because before when the Chachamim was Mitzvah, they also did sevens. But the Maisa, but we tell them when the Mitzvah stood, we did 50s, and we counted the Yovel separately. We can't change, and therefore he says you should count 50s, not like the Rambam says. So the Rambam says really you should count Yovel. The Gaon said not like me, and that's what we do. And the Rambam says no, that's wrong. So according to the Rambam, you have a different calculation. But according to the Rambam, you have a different calculation for the Shemitah year. Okay. Okay. We did 8, I'm skipping 9. On page 10. So this is a Ramah on Hilchus Chuzbul, Hilchus Shemitah's Ksofim. The Ramah points out, V'cheshen shnas Shemitah nofel mechloikus. This mechloikus is about how you calculate Shemitah. The Iker Shnas Shin Chav Zayin Hoyse Shmita. Can yeah, shna shilam adal rabo lein l'toyva shmita. So you see when the Ramah was living, there's 5,334 was going to be a shmita. That's the upcoming shmita that the Ramah was writing in. Okay, now the Goyen has a long arichas over here, and he says, you know, what do we do over here? So he points out this issue. We said counted year two, year one, etc. He says, why would we do this? So what Baruch was getting all upset about, why would we calculate Merlin from Merlin Toyu and not from the Merlin which actually was? And this is relevant, by the way. We do it for calculations of Moldus, which that doesn't make such a difference. We do calculations for the Birchas Hachama. We do it for calculations. We use Merlin Toyu. So why would we do that? So the Goyen says, because Chazal say that during the year of the Mabul, the Merlin went on didn't function. So we compensate for that year when the Meris didn't function by counting a year earlier in our calculation of Moldus. That's how he explains the reason why we go back a year earlier. But the Maisa, it's only a question of convention or how we count. Right? Do we count this year one or year two? So that sounds pretty clear. We have you can take the Rambam, and the Rambam will work with you. The Rambam will work with you. We'll move Yevils forward. And the Rama tells us that he has a Masura that it was year 15 of the Yovel cycle. Why? Because he passes like the Mora that we only started counting Shemitah and Yovel from year 7 of Bayasheni. Bayasheni stood for 420 years. And we're great. Everything is wonderful. One more problem. How long did Bayasheni stand for? We know, because I'll say 420 years. You know, the historians say not like that. Historians say that Bayasheni stood for
586 years.
Thank you. Okay. All right, it stood for 585, 586 is also Mechloikas.
By Sheni.
Okay, where's the argument? The argument, how long the Persian kingdom lasted before the Greeks took over. So, we're not going to get involved in it, but there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Gimel Mabez. The Gemara says, talks about there's a person named Kurish, a person named Dayavish, a person named Artaxasta. The Gemara said they're all the same person. The historians say that we have historical evidence that they're not the same person. So now what do we do? So who's right? So you'll turn to page 12. The Baal HaMor says they're right. Okay? The Mor cutting over there says the Mora said there were one Melech with three different. He was really, his name was really this. But he was also called that because he did this, and he was also called that because you have multiple names for the same person because different. He did different things. Shlomo Melech had many different names. Tovah different names, etc. So this Melech Kurish had different names, but really his real name was Kurish, and he had other names. So it's the same guy. Because I'll say that Poras only extended its Malchus over Klai from Binyan Abayis for 34 years. So they say there's another 165 years of Malchay Poras. They said there was 10 kings during that time. They have a calculation that they have the names and they have historical facts, etc. Now, so who do you believe? Who do you believe? So the Baal HaMor says you believe them. Now, if you believe them, so what year is it in the Yovel cycle? Look, the Shemitah cycle, who cares? Because we know it's Motzi Shviyas and you calculate onwards. If your name is Rabbi Yehuda, that's all. But if your name is the Chachamim and you worry about Yovel, we're passing like the Ravid said. You're passing like. So the Ravid says, because it's the Ravid, right? The Ravid says, no, he's wrong. We pass like the Gemara. Now, how do you answer that question? There's multiple ways to answer the question. The Ramban already answered the question. The Ramban says that it was. The history books were played with by the early Christian scholars because they wanted to move their fellow to the different period of time. So they played around with the history books. So therefore, they're not reliable. The main source was a Greek historian, which is known to have other inconsistencies in his writings. He was known to be he wasn't very factual in his history stories. He was fairly fanciful, so it's hard to rely on him 100%. There are other reasons where Schwab Zatzal accepted the calculation, and this is, so why did Chazal say 420 years and not more? Chazal, the reason why they wanted to hide the actual calculation, because based on the Pesukim of Daniel, if you know the Pesukim, you can figure out from the beginning of Bayesheni when Mashiach is going to come. So Chazal didn't want people making that calculation, so they hid the number, and he gives the reason why they hid that number. So, but he accepts that the factual evidence now is enough to say that we have to answer the question. There's been other theories out there. If you Google, you know, you go onto the computer, you Google missing years, the missing years, you'll get a Wikipedia article, you'll get a lot of articles about different theories. There's a journal, Hakira, put out a theory how to answer the question. And everybody has their theory how to answer the question. Some say that the Chacham are right, some say that the Chacham are wrong. And it's a whole, but it's very relevant. You want to figure out what Shemitah cycle you're in. That's going to be, you're going to have to answer that question.
Well, given that if we assume Shemitah is the Rabban of Zman HaZed, and you can't say, and Chazal moved it intentionally, that could be part of the Rabban to also keep Shemitah.
Theoretically, you could say that, right? Theoretically, you could say that. So that is out there. I mean, when is the real, will the real Shemitah year stand up? I don't know when the real Shemitah year is, because assuming like the Rabbis that we pass on to Chacham and not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's a very hard question to answer. But the Rambam says he holds the Rambam calculates accepting Chazal's calculation of 420, and he works from there.
Nowadays, is everyone makabel that next year Shemitah? Does the Machalik is on that too from contemporary Gedolim?
Nobody argues on it. But if you will look and you're
Zaynish have a different no.
Okay. But if you will look at your luach, a well written luach will tell you. Shnas Tavshin Samaches Shnas Shmita Lamed Pei Kuf Goinim Lefi Kabbalas HaGoinim. That's what that phrase means, because we're going, we're going according to the calculation of the garden, which is fits with the same calculation as Tosis, and that's what we do. So we've ever seen, wonder what that, you know, you see people like Lamed Pei Lefi Kviyaseinu. That's what the Lama Pei Kuf said, Lefi Kviyaseinu, Lefi Kviyas, and you say the name of the person afterwards. So I tell you, you see somebody, the person write the date, Lama Pei Kuf, it means Lefi Kviyaseinu, according to the way we calculate it. But it's not, you know, there's other ways to calculate the date. You know, we have Shnas Toyu or not Shnas Toyu, etc., etc., etc. So that's why if a person knows what they're doing and they write a date, they usually write Lama Pei Kuf afterwards, Lefi Kviyaseinu.
And Shemitah is only in Midrabana?
Shemitah, like the vast, vast majority of Rishonim, is this one as the Rabbanan.
So it's a Safek Rabbanan on this.
Right. So now there is, and it's a Shalat HaLevi Gemara in Gittin, which I didn't even get involved in, because that's a separate question, is it the Rice of the Rabbanan? The next year I'm going to give is on Shavuos. It'll be about an hour and a half before, out of the exact time, before it's, I think they put it on the bulletin board or whatever, it's like 6 o'clock, something like that. That'll be about the Het HaMechira. Now that's become very relevant in the Het HaMechira, whether it's the Rice of the Rabbanan became a major sugya. So then we'll look at that, you know, understand the Hetta Mechira. So we'll look at this question, whether it's derived to the Rabbanim, because that plays a role in understanding the right, the relying on Hetta Mechira or not. It makes a big difference.
You said that.